You are now listening to the Just Right Now Reentry Show on WFNU's Frogtown, tuned in on 94.1 FM. We're here every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m., circulating conscious music, storytelling, and poetry. Enjoy the show.
To the beat. Morning, clap, this is an official. Break it up, yeah. New shit.
Just clap your hands to the beat.
We about to build it up.
Yeah, to the beat, yo, we in the street. To the beat, yo, just clap your hands to the beat. Just clap your hands to the
everybody.
Beat.
Everybody.
Take it to the summit. If it feel good, then get up on it. Damn, it feel good to see people up on it. And I got it only for the people who want it, y'all. Together we strongest. Don't mean a priestess, wanna be honest. Carry on the truth for the ones before us. We can pass it on to the seeds come after. Cause they the rebirth of our ancestors. And they got questions. We can't allow for the future to best us. Brother, work it out with the system next us. Stop being sexist, all in your Lexus. Better figure things out. We gotta build it up now. Second time around,
second
so it's the
around,
sequel.
Baby.
We gon' put it down in your cerebro. We gon' build it up until it's equal. Keeping us apart is also lethal, y'all. We need to peep how they do. The beast in the streets
they
on the creek
street
to slay you. Especially if you keep it real and stay true. And I don't know if we ever gon' stop that. Like they don't know if they ever gon' stop. Like too many little kids don't know where they pops at. Taking the block back, it's more than hip hop rap. It's all about love and the hearts that need it. The days of the sun, it's the story of Jesus. The truth, I'm a speaker, I'ma call it out.
Call it out.
It's time to build it up.
Build
now,
it now. You know what I'm saying? Everybody
got to build it up.
It's about time for us to start
got
building.
To build it up. Build it
our
up.
Our little kids depending
build
on
it
us.
Up.
Come
just
on.
Build.
Build it up, I build it up. Yeah.
Music for the healing, we gon' stack it to
stack
the,
it to the ceiling,
baby. We can
build, yeah. Build it up, build it
keep
up.
Keep your body moving, it's so soothing while you grooving.
While you grooving, you can build.
You can
feel.
Yeah.
Build.
Yeah. No, it ain't no secret.
It's about that
no
time,
doubt,
baby.
Build on that build of real.
WFNU Frogtown Tuned In is a volunteer-run station made up of many different community voices, each expressing those aspects of the community and not the views of WFNU or Frogtown Tuned In as a whole. I hope you are enjoying the show. This is your DJ Queen on the Just Right Now Reentry Radio Show.
Black is so terrible, it's terrifying. Black is a thousand black faces rioting and a million white faces asking, oh my God, what do they want? Black is such a shock, it's electrifying. Black is a beautiful sister walking past the clear sign and watching the sign mentally ask herself, I thought I knew for sure that I was beautiful. Black is so composite, it's the whole. Black is a stain on the kitchen tile that ages cannot remove. Black is us, young and old. Black is an old, wrinkled-faced queen sitting on the porch and rocking away her last days, thinking of her grandchildren. Black is the old lady's grandchildren yelling, revolution, so that their grandmother would die free. Black is misery. Black is pain. Black is marching in Alabama and getting nothing but rifle butts on the brain and not the freedom that you march for. Black is digging John Coltrane. John Coltrane as he blows. No, not as he blows, but as he tells you of his life, which is his people's life, which is all our lives. Blow, train, blow. Listen, black people, listen. Listen to train as he blows away your life, the way white people blow you away every day. Black is loving one another. Black is helping your sister and brother. Black is the beginning and end of white. Black is that which was first until white stole it, raped it, and imitated it. But it then regained the true self and got blacker and blacker and blacker and blacked out all whiteness. Black is the darkest night. The darkest night that is coming, for there will be gunshots and white screams and black screams and gunshots and black screams and white screams and gunshots and white screams and black screams. And no more screams. The darkest night that will turn into the peaceful day. Black is everyone seeing the light. A light shining like a star from the east to lead us from the darkness of the west. Black is having a goal for your plight. Put more meaning into everything you do. More meaning in loving, eating, and living. And there will be more meaning in you, which means everything. Black is the velvet of the midnight sky. Black is so beautiful it makes you cry. Black is short, black is tall. Let me impress that black is all. But this and all I had to find are all so found that black is mine.
Everyday reality. If you live outside north, south, northeast Minneapolis or the St. Paul communities and you have not taken the initiative to drive through, grab a bite to eat, or talk to a resident, allow me to be your tour guide of the everyday realities of our men, women, and children in these communities. Each day is filled with poor education, job and wage discrimination, unequal voting rights, incarceration, unfair school disciplinary policies, one-parent households, dysfunctional churches, inadequate options for baking, the absence of viable neighborhood businesses, the lack of real safety and security from our law enforcement and legal systems. And all these things lead to crime. As you've already felt, the everyday reality is hopelessness. How do I even begin to live when the everyday reality is telling me that my life does not matter? When my everyday reality is telling me either you don't know, you don't show, or you don't care about what's going on in the hood. This is the everyday reality, y'all, of what I'm living. And it's not just a black and white thing. This is everyone's everyday reality because you work with, attend school with, enjoy the fair with, watch the fireworks with, attend a sports game with, someone that is from, has lived,
is connected to or works in these communities that are falling apart due to our greedy ways to maintain our own wealth and power when there's more than enough to go around. We are too concerned with dictating who's more worthy to who gets what and where because of our own bias, prejudice, and generalization. Everyday reality, folks. We are the orchestrators of the everyday realities that we are seeing. You may want your pardon because you may feel you are not the one that signed the bill, you don't own or operate that plantation, or you didn't pull the trigger. But we are guilty by association. If you are in a position of leadership, whether spiritual or political, and you'd rather push your own agenda instead of doing what is ethical. Such a time as this because the majority agrees that everyday reality should not be like this. We are waking up to the realities of how the basic needs of our people are not being met. The basic needs. Let's take the lead on these issues corporately and individually, for when these communities begin to see a better everyday reality, we will see less crime, but not until we remove the oppressing hand that keeps them under constant pressure. Thank you.
Black soul, yo, we never lost. The rhythm or the frequency traveling through the centuries. The pyramids of Kemet reflect the black entities of geniuses like Imhotep, the father of medicine, mad science, not Hippocrates. Black psychology, Naeem Akbar, yo, the black star. Marcus Garvey liberated minds from afar, ready to spar like Jack Johnson. A million black men marching in one direction, tired of black oppression, crackheads, infections, bullshit elections. We getting gunned down on the street. We have no black protection. Black nature's blessing with the black soul. Yo, where's the black hope? We walk a tightrope and still is country scapegoat under a microscope. Being black is not a joke. Reason why we smoke the coke. Yeah.
Black
kings, that's who we are.
Black
queens, my sisters be.
Blacker
the better and the blacks within me. We
black.
Carry the torch eternally for all to see. Yeah.
Black
kings, that's who we are.
Black
queens, my sisters be.
Blacker
the better and the blacks within me. We carry the torch eternally for all to see, yeah.
Yeah.
Black.
As the tip of my pencil lead or ballpoint pen, as the skin I'm in, even though I lack melanin.
Black.
As Negro as my flow, the lands of my mother, the presence or absence of gods and goddesses of color.
Black.
As the roots of my hair, the sharpie I graph with, the fist on the black afro pick I comb my naps with.
Black.
As the crackhead's lips,
yeah.
The way when I walk, my hips have a tendency to switch. Add the slave shit soils from this, which I manifested. Generation X of oppression, beating, getting arrested. The sounds of comedic spirits, drum beats and rituals. Big my hums, choir hymns of old Negro spirituals.
Last
hand raps and boom bap, hip hop we nonstop. Yo, play that track back, then pimped out cars, ghetto superstars. Bearing scars from decades of whips and chains, just a reminder of who we are. No matter what, we will remain
black.
Black kings, that's who we are.
Black
queens, my sisters be.
Blacker
the better and the blacks within me. We
black.
Carry the torch eternally for all to see, yeah.
Black
kings, that's who we are.
Black
queens, my sisters be.
Blacker
the better and the blacks within me. We
black.
Carry the torch eternally for all to see, yeah.
Yo. Black market, red carpet, green harvest from the tree of logic. In cahoots with the black starship, use a white lie, here's a black promise. Black Madonna, waiting for me at the crib with black pajamas. Peace to the black mamas,
yeah.
And the black sons in the streets with chrome guns. Homie, where's the father? The black author with a street persona. Probably Palestine, Canaan father. Hey yo, black is worth trillions, keep building. Black merchant, no black exchange purchases. Got blacks hurting, black live your life's purpose. Tribesmen, to my players winning polls high. Hoffman, Phyllis Hyman, yeah. Black duet with Greg Isaac, African Diamond, Black Knight star shining, yeah. I like it black, the original color, Flip the Living Queen, rocking with Imperial Brothers, we keep it black.
Black kings, that's who we are.
Black.
Black queens, my sisters be.
Black.
Blacker the better, and the blacks within me. We
black.
Carry the torch eternally for all to see, yeah.
Black.
Black kings, that's who we are.
Black.
Black queens, my sisters be.
Black.
Blacker the better, and the blacks within me. We
black.
Carry the torch eternally for all to see, yeah.
This is not about taking away jobs for people. This is about putting justice back into our judicial system. Because let's be real. Let's be completely real. Because the only way we're going to get through this anyway is if we expose the truth. So let's be real. We need our judicial system. We do. Okay? Because everybody is not out here on an up and up, on their up and up, doing what they're supposed to be doing. We're just not. Because if we were, we wouldn't be in this situation in the first place. I wouldn't be talking to you, or we'd be talking about something else. So let's just be real. Because we all can't be the victim. Because there has to be a victimizer for us to feel like we're a victim. Unless we are also the victimizer in itself. But what I'm saying is, each one of us, if we're going to call ourselves connected and intertwined, then we have to accept the fact that we're also a part of the solution and we're also a part of the problem. And the sense being that either we are contributing something, right, to it, or that our contribution is no contribution at all. But it still takes effort to do that, so it counts. So what I've learned through my reflection of Black August, it was partially really trying to get an understanding for, do I belong here? Talking about these issues. What side of the fence do I really sit on? Do I have an opinion? Is there a side of the fence? Is it black and white? Where can I find the gray? And where do I find myself within that? When I say all, do I really mean all? Or do I sometimes expose my unconditional, or I'm sorry, do I expose my conditional love? When there are certain things in effect. I've been reflecting on these things, but I also spent this time exposing myself to different parts, or at least the ones I could expose myself to, different perspectives on this. What seems to me to be a form of genocide, what seems to me to be a form of slavery, seems to me to be a form of population control, capitalism. I want to know if there are healthy things that still exist here that we could keep around, you know, or if that one very thing is the racial undertones that erode every part of that process, the entire process. I mean, from
in actual interaction with the law to working within the judicial system, whether it's you are a prisoner, you are a parent to a prisoner, you are related in any way to a prisoner, you are a child of that prisoner. You volunteer your time for those prisoners. Whatever part you play, if you're the supplier of the clothing, the cleaning products, you know, if you're one of their vendors, if you're one of their clients, you're connected. Whether you see it that way or not, you're connected. Because how could you not be? This world is a circle, not a pyramid. So I looked at things, thought about things, exposed myself to different areas of the city, to television, things I read, newspapers, things I listened to, radio shows, people, and this is tough because it's like I feel like they should be held responsible for their actions, for their wrongdoings. And I'm like, personally, I don't disagree with that. Yes, I think there should be consequences for your actions. Mm-hmm. But who decides what those consequences are? And how come it can't just be an eye for an eye? Like, steal something, you get your hand cut off. You lie, you get your tongue cut. Or, I don't know. Like, whatever, like, is associated with that crime. Like, if you sexually violate somebody, you should get your genitals cut off, or the woman sewn up or something, right? I don't know. But I thought about it, and I thought that if life was that way, that was your consequence. I feel like people would actually think twice knowing that was the consequence. But then for some reason, people don't want to see that. But they'd rather you stay alive for as long as you can stay alive, packed in a prison. Why would anybody be okay with that? Do you think that you're better than everybody else? That you also don't have secrets, but they just haven't taken you over the edge? I believe that the other thing that ties us together as human beings is to know that other side of us. Like, we haven't all had a 5 o'clock news experience. Some of us just didn't end up on the 5 o'clock news because in that last moment, we did change our decision, change change our choice, change our behavior, which change the outcome of that situation. So that's my reflection. That's what I've been thinking about. Really, how comfortable I am with this issue. To stand up and talk about it. How comfortable am I? What is it that I really believe? And it's not that I need to define it for anyone. It's that I need to define it for myself, because I'm asking these questions of myself because I want to know. I want to know. And I think it's most, I think it's because I want to know if my perspective would actually be the one perspective that includes everyone's perspective into one. Can I be that open-minded? Can I feel that deep? Can I love that courageous? Am I willing to take that leap? Telling you, the other word I thought about also was unconditional. Unconditional love. And what does that mean? And what does it look like? Do I know what it looks like? Do I know what it looks like on me? Yeah, lots of questions.
We going. My pants poster sad. Yeah. We going ultra. Going ultra black, I got a toast to that. We don't fold it. We going occasion, we rolls to that. Going postal. We going ultra black, watching the global change. Hopping the coldest range. Hit boy on the beat, bitch. Poster slap. We going ultra black. We going. We going. Rhythm and blues, pop, rock, soul to jazz, till my toes attack. How I look being told, I'm not supposed to brag. Nobody fault, I tell the truth, I know it's facts. We ultra black, Grace Jones, skin tone, but multi that. Multiple colors, we coming all shades, mocha black. Except where I'm at and not fight me on it. Emotional stares like I might be wanted. Pitch black like the night, I'm ultra black. Sand for the sun, reruns, jokes are black. Oh yes, God bless success. We going ultra black, like the S is fast. Talk with a mask on, the freshest breath. African black soap, caress the flesh. Super fly the Mac, sitting fly in the lac. Take the boat on the water, history talks with my daughter. My son'll be my resurrection. Constantly learning lessons. I never die. You get the message? I hope you be better than I. Life's precious. Two-stepping. Sometimes I'm over black. Even my clothes are black. Cash money with the white tee and the soldier rag. We going ultra black. Unapologetically black. The opposite of Doja Cat. Michael Black's in black. We going ultra black. I got a toast to that. We don't fold it. Occasion we rose to that, going postal. We going ultra black, watching the global change. Hopping the coldest range. Hit boy on the beat, this poster slap. We going ultra black. We going, we going, we going ultra black. Raiders Oakland hat, I smoke to that. Pre-rose and yak, what's the results to that? See notes and bags. She knows I'm classy like I'm Billy D. Williams. Go ultra black. Isaac Kennedy films, Penitentiary 2. Black like out in the loop. Black don't crack, it's like the fountain of youth. The coach is black, like Iman, she beautiful. Going ultra black. To Africa, you say go back. I stay pro-black, my Amex black. Black like cornrows, afros. Black like hat, black ball from the Super Bowl. Colin, holler notes, I can't go for that. Motown Museum, Detroit, I'm ultra black. This for New York and all of that. No matter your race, to me we all are black. We going ultra black, I got a toast to that. We don't fold the... We don't fold... Occasion we rose to that, going postal. We going ultra black, watching the global change. Hopping the coldest range, hit boy on the beat. This poster slap, we going ultra black.
Black is beautiful. Black is beautiful. Black is beautiful.
Everybody thinks we're on the mother. Who are they to judge us?
Mother, mother,
simply call us we wear our hair long.
Mother, mother.
We got love, love, love. You better believe it. We got love, love, love. You better believe it.
In the carriage, yeah. I got black love and marriage, yeah. They gon' say you can't have it, but I'm like, don't kill the messenger. We gon' break the stigma up. Hucks the boost, turn to Obamas. It ain't about where you been, where you from. What you got is all about love. Self-love is the best love. When you go take that wristband off, that petite party bent over. Don't need makeup to dress you up. I gave birth on the bathroom floor. Just me, Iman, and headphone calls. Don't let this life defeat you. I hope this message reach you. Throw your hands up. Play catch with the hundreds. Love is the new money. I'm just chillin' with the homies. Homies where the heart is. Throw your hands up. Play catch with the hundreds. Love is the new money. I'm just chillin' with the homies. Homies where the heart
we got
is.
Love, love, love. You better believe.
Abundance, love is the new money. I'm mentally wealthy, spiritually conscious. I'm fresh out of onyx. I'm ballin' and ballin'. I play with the hundreds. Love is the new money. That's my frequency. Spark up, burn the sage. Clear the room, kill the hate. Love is the new way. Play catch with the hundreds. Love is the new money. I'm just chillin' with the homies, homies where the heart is. Ah! Play catch with the hundreds. Love is the new money. I'm just chillin' with the homies, homies where the
we
heart
got
is.
Love, love, love. You better believe.
Catch with the hundreds. Love is the new money. I'm just chilling with the homies. Homies where the heart is. Ah! Play catch with the hundreds. Love is the new money. I'm just chilling with the homies. Homies where the heart is. Ah!
Above all, you keep your clarity. You keep your focus. You keep your sense of love. And you keep your sense of purpose. Those are, they're integral, you know, they're key. Happiness, you know, a lot of people define success differently. You know, for me, you can have everything. You can have all the money in the world, but if it's not enjoyable, if it's not sustainable, you know, if you can't be a person of integrity while having all these things, what does it matter? What does it mean? Your value is internal. Your value is internal.
We got love, love, love. You better believe it. We got love, love, love. You better believe it.
Something fresh and new happening this season on the Just Right Now Reentry Radio Show is that we'll be sharing an instrumental for the week. So you can use that instrumental as an opportunity to do some writing, do some freestyle flowing. Let me see what you got. If you record something, you know, share it with us through social media. But here comes the instrumental, and just have some creative fun with it.
Yeah.
encouraging everyone to go to WFNU.org and make a generous donation to support the Frogtown Community Radio and all its programmers. Go there now, now, right now, now, and support us. Thank you for tuning in today. We are back. JWN is here every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. with a new program, a new playlist, new poetry, new stories, and a new year. Man, it feels great to have my voice back. I could go in and talk about COVID-19, Corona, the Rona, coronavirus, but I'm not. It just feels good to be back on air, to be able to circulate some conscious music, poetry, and storytelling. I don't know who's going to be on this year, but the goal this year is to just continue creating new content each week for you to keep coming back. We meet each other here again every week, and then to build from there. See what next year looks like with having interviews and stuff on the show and playing with this technology to get interviews and stuff on the show. Certainly learning a lot, quickly learning a lot about technology over the last few months as I want to continue doing the same things, you know, that I was doing last year and the year before. But this is, and I believe I said it last year, but this is 2020, and this is the year, I believe, is the year of redemption. And, you know, you could think about that for a while, see what it means to you. But as we were approaching 2020, I was noticing some things about 2019, and I shared this with you guys in some older shows. Stuff that I was seeing, like numbers, repetitive numbers around, and then finding out it was, you know, another number approaching us, which is 20, 20, 20, and 20 is a symbolism of redemption. And the beginning of the year might not look like that to a lot of people with the amount of loss, the change, the different transitions we've had to make, but that's what it is, and that's what the rest of this year is about. So just want to encourage everybody to strengthen their minds, stay focused, and continue on. Continue on the path that you're on, or maybe not, but I think you guys know what I mean. So anyway, this year, let's see. This year for me has been wonderful, and I'm talking about the growing season. So I put a little drop in there earlier in the show where you heard about a Laugh-a-Palooza coming up, the last harvest. Like, what is that? What is that, Queen? What's been going on with the garden? Let me give you a quick update. We're in our sophomore season. We've been growing really good over there on the north side of Minneapolis. If you haven't seen the garden yet, stop by and see us. We have garden days on Sundays between 11 and 2-ish. We don't have that many garden days left, but coming up on the horizon is our last harvest. And if you were out with us earlier in the growing season, you had the opportunity to experience our first harvest. Our second harvest, which was a celebration of the 47 years of hip-hop. And this last harvest, we're doing a Laugh-a-Palooza. Because I truly believe that, you know, now is the time for laughter. I mean, I was looking for it maybe around when we first started summer. But I'm really starting to hear other people feel the same way, say the same things. And just like we have musicians, we have poets, we have visual artists, we have comedians in our community that can take the mic, really report on the news, and, you know, help us to really understand what's going on. That's what I think. I love comedy. And I think we need a little drop of that.
Plus, they do say that laughter is the best medicine, right? So while we are all focused on our self-care and taking care of ourselves, let's drop some laughter in there with your essential oils and your sage. Who's burning that sage now? I mean, think about all the stuff that we've learned so much about, just how to take care of ourselves, how to cleanse our spaces, how to self-care for real. Like, we've talked about this months ago, years ago, in our small group community conversations and stuff, and now we are given the opportunity to really slow down and take time, be more with nature. Some of us, maybe not all of us, I don't want to speak like everybody's living that life, but yeah, certainly learning that now, how to really heal our bodies and take care of ourselves and provide that time for ourselves that's been made available to us in this season while we're handling COVID. You know, a lot of people are like digging deeper and thinking deeper about what this means, what it is, how to care for your body. Like, how do you get a cold? And I was suggesting that we, because the CDC doesn't even have a video on, like, how do you catch a cold? They have all the things that you should do to prevent getting a cold, but they don't tell you how colds work in your system. And I'm pretty sure we learned that in grade school. They probably showed us some cheesy video, and we probably learned that, but it's something we need to learn on a consistent basis so that we're not having to shut down our whole cities and be away from each other like this. Because but how many of y'all have seen, you know, unsanitary situations or just nasty situations going on anyway, and you just be like, ugh, no corona? Like, see, that's what I'm talking about. Now wear a mask for that. Like, ugh. I know one thing the mask comes in handy for is going in and out of, like, stores when people are smoking right outside the door, and they give you, like, however many feet you can't smoke in front of the business. But still, you can still smell the smoke. You got to walk through a cloud of smoke. And, you know, I haven't had to do that. I haven't had to, like, hold my breath, pull my shirt up because I'm already wearing a mask. It's like, boom, it's blocked. It's blocked. So anybody got any stories about trying to talk to somebody and then they pull their mask down and then it's like, yee. Well, anyway, hope you guys are enjoying these new wonderful life experiences that were happening. Like I said, come stop by the garden because it's our sophomore year. We're not going to be out there much longer. The temperatures are really cooling off. But we still want to meet your needs whenever you need greens, kale, tomatoes, cucumbers, and zucchini. In fact, I just picked one out today and a yellow squash. And that's an update. Yep, that is an update. So this year, we have been growing food and taking it to the market in the east side of St. Paul. So if you are looking for those veggies, come meet me out at Storehouse Grocers in the east side of St. Paul in the Dayton's Buff neighborhood from 10 to noon on Saturdays, because I'll be there and you can come be a part of our story. Cook what we grow. Share your recipe with us. Show us how our produce is making your family happy and more healthy. But anyway, the conversation doesn't stop there, but I am collecting food stories, so that'll be coming around in the next couple months. But I think that brings you up to speed on everything with me. It's been wonderful just chilling with y'all this Sunday. Like I said, I'm back at it, and we're tag teaming this one. You know, you're getting a double dose of creative flavor on this season of the Just Right Now Reentry Radio Show. Keep it locked. And when you want to hear this show again, just go to the podcast on your phone. You can do it on Apple or on Android. and just type in JWN, Just Right Now Reentry, and you'll be able to access this podcast anywhere. Or you can tune in on Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. But until we meet again, peace and strength. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. This is Queen. We'll talk soon.
Holding hands with family plans, I can love you.